Hello, this is Bill. I don't know what I would have done as a father had I not read Miso and Gray's Diary of an Angry Father. And now, with his own podcast and radio program, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miso and Gray.
Miso and Gray here. So I've got this blog and thousands of people are reading it. Now they tell me I need to do a podcast. What do I need to do a podcast for? People are reading the blog. You can't read? So I hear there's some people who can't read and they can't view things. People are blind. They've got dyslexia. Who knows? There's all kinds of crap going on out there. So this is the podcast, all right? So you got me to do it. Fine. First one, and I think this is more than adequate, because a lot of people who listen to this podcast are probably potheads. This might piss you off a little bit. But this week's edition of the podcast of Diary of an Angry Father is Top 10 Jobs for Potheads. That's right. Now that pot is almost legal everywhere, you got to make some money to buy those buds. You know what I'm saying? It's a long-held secret in the underground economy. It's time to flush out those jobs coveted by potheads. Having been married to a drug addict and dragged through that hell for a decade, you can guess I have no patience for anyone who needs artificial life sweeteners. You know what I'm saying? Whether you support the legalization of marijuana or not, and I'm not sure if I do yet. I mean, I believe the tax dollars could go a long way. I mean, look at Colorado and I think Washington State making a buttload of money of those tax dollars. And that could do some good in the economy. I mean, let people smoke. You let people drink. What's the difference? Anyway, whether you support the legalization or not, you have to admit that the stereotypical pot smoker, and that's not all of them, I'm talking about the stereotypical guy, which is most of them, and they're, well, let's just say, pretty laid back, if you know what I mean. Dude. Whoa. You know what I mean? But really, anyone who has bucked our legal system and its consequences over the past several decades is either too dumb to think clearly or just too villainous to care. Either way, I ain't gonna hire him. Anyway, based on a very informal and highly subjective intellectual survey of a non-statistically significant group of entrepreneurs, here are my top 10 jobs for you marijuana freaks. We're gonna rank these from the most work to the most chill. How's that for you? So number 10, car detailer. Wax on, wax off. Two incredibly simple motions for a head devoid of a functioning brain. There are no real educational requirements for a detailer. The labs have done all the chemistry for you. All you've got to do is slap the crap on and wipe it off. Plus, where do you think all that spare change you dropped between the seats goes? That's right, munchies! I wouldn't be surprised if the detailer eats those stale fries under the seat cushions, too. Number 9, T-shirt maker. It's a well-known fact that most well-known artists were higher than kites when they created their well-known masterpieces, you know what I mean? Art appreciation is insanely subjective, and artists are typically vetted by unscrupulous capitalists. So you can surmise I'm not going to make any excuses for them. The lowest form of artist today is the T-shirt artist. That's right. Simply find yourself a used silkscreen from some burnout at a garage sale. Set up shop in a sweaty garage. Hire a couple of like-minded tokers, in case you're off your game one day. And now you're an enterprising business person creating concert T-shirt knockoffs. Number 8, sign shop workers. As a budding entrepreneur who frequently enlists the services of sign shops, I once thought sign shop employees and their owners were on crack. Close, but no blunt. From spelling errors to late deliveries and broken contracts, there's not much your typical sign shop can and won't fudge up. Since real businesses use sign shops, you might make a few more bucks here than you would silk screening or airbrushing T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Number 7. Tattoo parlor peeps. Whilst on the topic of bad judgment, this is a double hit. Get it? And that's exactly what makes tattoo parlor jobs a perfect job for a toker. You'll get to display your artistic talents, or lack thereof, while taking an obligatory bi-hourly smoke break. What's even better, you can compare hydroponic methods with your customers while you're defacing their skin. What other job can you collect tips for permanently scarring the skin of another human being? Number 6, the Quickie Mart. Smoking dope leads to munchies! This is only the case in which the don't get high on your own supply mantra need not apply. Sure, they count inventory, but there's always spoilage. Whoops, how did that bag of chips break open? And whoops, whoa, that hot dog fell on the floor. Waste not, want not. Some of the bigger chains do enforce drug testing, but I'm sure you can find some random Indian dude who's looking for a fine young American to exploit. They'll even sell you wrapping papers, maybe at a discount. Thank you, coming in. Number 5, disc jockey. Since most of these overrated fools who play other people's music are employed as contractors or subcontractors, well, guess what? There's no employee P-testing. You're your own boss, dude. I suppose you could P-test yourself, but that might be the beginning of a laughing seizure, and you know how those get. Wink, wink. Just fire up your bong in the parking lot with a couple of your closest friends. Then bust out that iPad and play songs that only intoxicated fools could appreciate. Number 4, investment broker. That's a surprise, right? But this has got to be the coolest job in the world. Gambling with other people's money. And the best part, zero freaking accountability. Wow, that's got to be incredible boring if you think about it. You know, raking in all those commissions from stupid rich people with nothing to lose. So what's a broker to do? Well, get high. Party with prostitutes, drug dealers, pimps, hoes, chiropractors, defense attorneys, and other like-minded individuals, and don't worry about the real world. Whatever, bro. Fire up and go get that Mercedes detailed. That's right. Support your car detailer. Number 3, politician. Similar to an investment broker, only with limited accountability, things can get pretty boring in politics. Opposing parties, elections, lobbyists, demonstrators, budget shortfalls, and countless other distractions will impede your ability to do anything constructive. So what's a brother to do? Well, get high, man. As a matter of fact, there's a dope sitting in the Oval Office right now. So who's going to P-test a politician? Number 2, sales. And any kind of sales will do. Think about it. It takes a certain kind of slimy sociopath to willingly lie, cheat, deceive, and do whatever it takes to close a sale. From cars, to vacuum cleaners, to medical equipment, to adult toys. These fake facades often need a little 420 to take the edge off and make the world a little more palatable than it typically seems, dude. The more they make, the more they take. And finally, the number 1 job, you probably guessed it, landscaper. That's right, my fellow potheads. Finally, forget drug testing, because most landscaping companies will hire anything with a pulse, especially in Florida. Hydroponics are not. There'll always be a need for farmers to produce that sweet, fake Hawaiian bud. And what better way to get closer to green than by becoming a landscaper, right? After all, weed is weed. No schooling is necessary. You're cutting grass, bro. As a matter of fact, no IQ is necessary. It's always low stress, too, dude. It's not like that crooked hedge won't grow back, Mrs. Smith. So no matter what you do and how you took, don't worry about it. Just chill, bro. There will always be a job for those who are up in smoke, dudes. Oh, or just pretend you need it medically. Wink, wink. This is Miso and Gray from Diary of an Angry Father.
You can find more on Miso and Gray at his website, misoandgray.com, or at angryfather.wordpress.com.